We're going to get to this early because we've got a lot of talkbacks today, which is super exciting. We love talkbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, we have. And our talkback programs, of course, are open to you, our listeners. If you have comments or questions, observations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. It's a simple process. You can record it on your smartphone and send it to us as an email or an attachment to a message. It really is quite easy. I actually have mastered it myself, so it can't be any easier than that. Or you can call our talkback line. That number is 218-999-9876. And you can always send it to us as an email, and we will be happy to read it. So you can send it to kaxe.org. Pardon me, comments@kaxe.org. You can send them to me, too. I'm at jlatimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, @kaxe.org. Always looking forward to hearing from you. That's what community radio is all about. We're going to start this morning with Leora and Madison, who are reporting from Pike Lake Elementary School.
Good morning. My name is Leora.
And my name is Madison. And this is our report for the week of January 3rd, 2021 from Pike Lake Elementary School area.
I have observed that there has been a lot of frost lately. I noticed that the frost looked like little frost needles. It almost looked like the branch was spreading a bunch of mini white branches. I was snowshoeing with my mom and knocked some snow off of a pine branch. I saw that the spot that the snow was knocked off was still green, unlike the needles around it. I think that the snow was like a blanket and protected the needles from the frost. Along with the frost, I have observed steady temperatures staying in the 20 to 30 range. The snow melted a little bit on Sunday when the sun was out. It's been very cloudy lately, and it is kind of disappointing not seeing the sun.
This week I observed some frost on all the trees. I found out that this phenomenon is called hoarfrost. We were skiing at Boulder Lake ski trails for my birthday treat. My grandpa said that this is from the moisture in the air that freezes to the items that are colder than the air. We looked up it and saw that it was often from fog that rises from the snowpack when the air temperature is above freezing. Then it gets colder during the night and the fog grabs onto the tree limbs and the pine needles and freezes, making them turn white. It is beautiful to see all the trees looking like a winter wonderland.
Peyton has observed that the weather has been mild and cloudy, but still nice. She has also observed large deer tracks. Based on the size, she thinks that it is a buck.
Gavin observed that there are buds on the trees at his house. There is also wet snow in the sun, but in the shade, the snow is not sticky. Finally, his family went chaga hunting, but we didn't find any chaga.
Blake observed that on Friday at 1:26 p.m., it was 19 degrees Fahrenheit, with a low of 17 degrees and a high of 23 degrees. The snow depth at its highest point is 13 3/4, and at its lowest point is 0 inches. The funny thing is that the first 3 inches on the top were very powdery, but the snow under it was thicker. Another observation he made is that there wasn't a cloud in the sky besides a stream of smoke from a jet that left a stream of whitish hue in the sky. Also, since there wasn't a cloud in the sky, the brightness casted sunlight all over the snow-covered pines and the branches on the pine tree across the road, making it look like the tree was blanketed in cotton. He thought that was cool.
Tristan saw a lot of deer lately. I think it is because a lot of animals are hibernating, so they think that they can roam around without having to share it with other animals. I also observed that it is a lot warmer than last year at this time of year.
Jackson observed that even though it is winter and there is snow on the ground, the weather can be really warm. When the weather is warm, the snow starts to melt and gets compacted, which means being pushed down.
Olivia on Sunday observed that the days have been getting a little longer every day. Outside, the snow was crunchy and it was 5 degrees. On Monday, she observed a tiny black squirrel climbing a maple tree. She thought the squirrel chose that tree because it has lots of branches for a home and it's by the squirrel's feeder. On Tuesday, she observed the snow was very soft and light and it was warmer. She also observed her kitten wants to go outside more often.
Bella noticed that the snow was curvy.
Camden found a foxhole in his backyard, and he observed the pink sky.
Maisie observed that there were crystal-like frost branches in her woods. This frost has been in her neighborhood for almost a week. This frost blends in with the snow so well that when they drive down the road, they can hardly see the trees. Her favorite part about the frost is that it makes the branches look like they are glowing because the light from the sun is reflecting off the frost.
Cassidy observed the snow is very powdery and there are a lot of different animal tracks in it, like deer, bunny, and even one with a little line, and I think it was a wolf.
Louise was noticing that on the branches there is a thin layer of snow. Also, on some of the branches, there is ice on them, too. A funny observation she made was that there were two gray squirrels chasing each other in a tree.
Sierra observed lots of deer tracks in the snow going across her yard into the woods. Also, she observed all the tree branches covered with snow looked very pretty. Finally, she saw a deer walking in the woods with her babies following her around.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Beware,
things are happening out there.
Indeed they are. Thank you, Leora and Madison. Nice report. Lots of great notes in there. I found the talk of the frost on the trees just absolutely fascinating because it has been such a unique experience for us up here to have it go on and on and on day after day. I love the expression, the branches appear to be glowing. And that was so nice. And the other notes, the days are getting longer. There are lots of deer tracks around. They're seeing lots of deer and squirrels chasing. And this is the season. And this is just the beginning. I observed this myself this past week where the squirrels begin to chase one another. And it's the female squirrel that's out in front and the male that's following her. And no matter how fast she goes, he'll keep up. But that reverse is true. If she slows down, he doesn't overtake her. He just slows down. He's going to stay behind her. He's not going to overtake her, at least not yet. So great observations, kids. Thanks for that wonderful report.